Masechet Betza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the first two perakim of this Masechet talk about the Mahlokot between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in regards to Yom Tov. The first one we'll talk about is a Mahloket about an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. There's an extensive Mahloket in the Gemara of what the actual situation this Mishnah is talking about, but the Bar Tenura understands that we're talking about a situation where we don't mention Shabbat at all, but the context of the Mishnah is a Yom Tov, Sheva Ahar HaShabbat. We're talking about a Yom Tov that follows a Shabbat. And the underlying reason would be, whenever we're talking about food that is going to be used, the food has to be prepared from a weekday to the Shabbat or Yom Tov, as opposed to a Shabbat or Yom Tov to each other. From a Shabbat to a Yom Tov, or a Yom Tov to a Shabbat. Everything has to be prepared from Chol. We learn it out from the Pasuk. V'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'hechinu et asher yavi'u. On a Yom Shishi, a Friday, talking about the falling of the man, you'd have two man fall on Friday. Every day of Chol is considered to be a Friday. And that's when the food would be prepared from before Shabbat started, for the Shabbat, and the Yom Tov is like a Shabbat. So we have to take all that context into account over here when reading the Mishnah, that the food has to be prepared from a weekday to a Yom Tov or a Shabbat. Mishnah says, Besa sheno leda b'yom tov. If you have an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, and again, the context according to how we understand it, is this Yom Tov is talking about a Sunday Yom Tov that follows a Shabbat. Beit Shammai omrim te'achel. Beit Shammai says it can be eaten on that day, even though the egg was fully developed the day before on Shabbat. Beit Hillel omrim lo te'achel. Beit Hillel say, no, you're not allowed to eat it on that day because it was prepared the day before inside the stomach of the mother, was prepared on the Shabbat for the Yom Tov. We have a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about this pasuk. Beit Shammai don't learn out that a item has to be prepared from before the holiday starts or before Shabbat starts, and therefore they permit an egg to be laid on Yom Tov and eat it right away. While Beit Hillel says no, if the egg was prepared the day before on Shabbat, then the following day Yom Tov is going to be prohibited because it was preparation from a Shabbat to Yom Tov, and then we apply the last level, and the Dirabanan over here would be, if a person violated that, what we just said, if he ate this egg that was prepared on a Shabbat for a Yom Tov, he'd be violating a Deoraita, a biblical command. The Hachamim, the rabbis, came and made a decree, and they said, we're going to also decree on a Stam Shabbat ve-Yom Tov. We're going to decree on a regular Yom Tov, even that does not follow a Shabbat, and a regular Shabbat that does not follow Yom Tov, Gezerah, as a decree, because we want to make sure that people take this law seriously. People may not remember. People may think, oh, I remember having an egg last year on Yom Tov. It's good, permitted to cook on the holiday. Let me eat it. Let me have an egg this morning. Well, this year may be different. Maybe this year is going to be a Yom Tov that follows a Shabbat, as opposed to last year, which was just a regular Yom Tov. So therefore, the rabbis made a decree against all Yamim Tovim about any egg that was laid on the holiday. Mishnah continues to talk about another mahloket about the Yom Tov of Pesach. On the Yom Tov of Pesach, a person is on a deoraita level, he's prohibited to eat or own any hametz or sourdough. Sourdough is a piece of dough that's used in order to ferment a lot of dough and cause it to rise. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disagree about the minimum amount that a person has to own or eat in order to violate this prohibition on Pesach. Mishnah says, Beit Shammai omrim seor b'chazayit v'hames b'kakotevet. The smallest amount of sourdough that the Torah tells us is not allowed to be eaten on Pesach is the size of an olive. When it comes to regular hametz, the Torah prohibits an amount that's a little bit bigger, which is a date volume. A date is bigger than an olive. So up to a date size of regular hametz, not sourdough, until that point a person does not violate it on a Torah level. Beit Hillel omrim, zevazeh bechazayit. And Beit Hillel say no, even a smaller amount of hametz, he agrees when it comes to the sourdough, that a small amount as a kazayit is prohibited. But when it comes to hametz, he is stricter than the opinion of Beit Shammai, and he says even a olive size of hametz is also prohibited to own on Pesach. Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, of covering the blood of an animal, specifically a non-domesticated animal called a haya, as well as an uf, a bird. If a person slaughters them, they have to cover the blood of the animal with earth or dirt, no matter when the day is. So if a person wants to slaughter this type of animal or bird on Yom Tov, he wants to eat the meat on the holiday, he has to have the ability to cover it on Yom Tov. When it comes to the earth, the dirt that he has, there are three possible problems with the dirt. Number one, if a person has to dig up the dirt, it could involve the melacha of horesh, of plowing, if he has to dig it up from the ground. Number two, it could also involve tohen, grinding. If the earth is hard and he has to loosen it, that could involve grinding down the earth. And then there's a derabanan, prohibition of mukseh. If the earth was not prepared before Yom Tov, the earth is mukseh. So we'll try and apply it to a shechita, slaughter that's done on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, Hashuhet haya ve'of b'yom tov. If a person wants to slaughter a haya, a non-domesticated animal, or a bird on Yom Tov, and he doesn't have any dirt already prepared in order to do the kisui hadam, the covering of the blood, Beit Shammai omrim, yahpor bedekar v'chaseh. Beit Shammai says, a person's allowed to slaughter the animal, then dig up the dirt with a shovel and use it to cover the blood. But this case is talking about a situation where the earth is already loose, so therefore there's no problem of horesh, of plowing. The shovel was also in the ground before Yom Tov started. So again, since the earth is loose, the dirt is loose, and he now needs to remove it from the ground, since it's loose, it doesn't create a permanent hole. It's not like he's actually plowing. And therefore, it's not violating a deoraita as well, since the shovel's already in the ground before Yom Tov starts. It's not even considered to be plowing on a rabbinic level. And again, the earth is loose here, so therefore there's no grinding, there's no problem of tohen, and then the earth is also not considered to be mukseh, because the shovel in the ground sort of prepares it, it makes it mukhan, it designates it for use on Yom Tov. Beit Hillel going to argue, Beit Hillel omrim, lo yishchot ela im ken, haya lo afar mukhan mibod yom. Beit Hillel say, no, if you don't have the prepared dirt in order to slaughter the animal, then cover the blood, you're not allowed to slaughter the animal at all, unless the dirt was prepared from the previous day. It's not enough that the earth here is loose and that the shovel is inserted into the ground, because it's always possible that a person would have dirt that is still hard and needs to be ground up, and therefore a person would be violating the possible deoraita of tohen. So therefore it's a rabbinic problem according to Beit Hillel, even if the shovel's in the ground, and therefore according to him, the only way you're allowed to slaughter is if the dirt is already dug up from the ground, it's already crumbled up, and it's already designated for the use. That's the only way you could do the kisui hadam on an animal. But they do agree that if a person already broke the halakha, let's say he slaughtered the animal, and now he has to cover the blood, umodim, and they agree, Shim shahat, that if you already slaughtered the animal on Yom Tov without having the dirt prepared to do the kisui hadam, shiyahpor bedekar v'chaseh, that he's allowed to dig up dirt in this situation and cover the blood. He's allowed to use soft earth that the shovel already is in the ground before Yom Tov, even though we said this is a problem on a derabanan level, since leaving the blood exposed would be a deoraita problem, Beit Hillel allows a person to undo the shovel, take the dirt, and cover it up. But of course, Beit Hillel would not allow, even post-shehaita, post-slaughter, a person to dig up dirt from the ground and cover the blood. That would be violating another deoraita, according to him. The Mishnah continues, and it says a line over here that's a bit cryptic. It says, She'efed kira mukhanhu, that the ashes of a stove are considered to be mukhan. This doesn't seem to make sense within the context of this Mishnah. But what we learn from here is that if a person had ashes in his stove before the holiday started, and then and a person then wants to go do shechita, he doesn't have any dirt available to him. So what over here we're learning at is, even according to Beit Hillel, Efed Kira, Mukhan, who the coals or the ashes from a stove are considered to be prepared even for this use, even though a person didn't specifically set them aside for covering the blood, we say, bottom line, a person knows that he has these ashes in the stove, and if this mitzvah comes about, he can use it for this mitzvah, and it's not considered to be mukseh.